listening to On Target. It's What's in the Groove That Counts. An hour of Northern Soul, Rare Groove, Modbeat and forgotten gems from the 60s and early 70s. All vinyl, all 45 RPM. And now your host, Mod Marty.
Greetings all and welcome back. We have a lot of ground to cover this week with a real mix of goodies. I have many records on their way to me, and a few new finds in my hands, and while we wait for the aptly named snail mail to creep its way to my front door with my newest of new, I've cracked open the vault and found some discs I haven't spun in a few years, so let's start by jumping on the soul train with Little Richard. You don't need a ticket, just get on board.
Track 9. Found me a ticket. on back now.
Baby,
my baby,
give it back.
Please give it back.
Baby,
ooh, baby,
give it back.
Just give it back.
Started off with one of Little Richard's comeback tracks from his 1966 return to the music industry after his abrupt departure in 1957 when he had an epiphany and decided to become a preacher. But whatever happened to make him return to music, this was the time period. He was recording for Brunswick, and this particular track was a session he recorded in Chicago, which featured Jackie Wilson / Brunswick Records house band that later became Syl Johnson's Pieces of Peace. And they're just scorching away. Richard testifying and like laying out just a fabulous signature woo at the end, driven steadily by the bubbling brass of Bernard Reed and produced by Carl Davis. Man, what a team. That was from 1968. After that, I played Major Lance, and right now I'm just lousy with great Major Lance tracks that I'm going to play for you over the next few weeks. That one's called Investigate. It's on the OK label. And finally, The Trips with two P's. Give It Back is the name of that track. That's on the Victoria label. Okay, let's crack on with Kelvin Arnold.
Funky red tree. to get married. We're just not old enough. Life gets rough and things get tough when you're just not old enough. Wait for me.
Your name? She said, my name is a Mary Jane. I said, now baby, can I take you home? She winked her eye and said, now daddy, come on, cause she is my kind of girl.
My kind of girl.
Hey, hey,
my kind of girl.
My kind of girl.
My kind of girl.
I've been around the world, I've been a lot of girls, but she's a my kind of girl.
My kind of girl.
I said, now baby, won't you share my life? Some sweet girl, won't you my wife? I can love you for eternity. Don't you know that you were meant for me? Cause she is my kind of girl.
My kind of girl.
Yes, she is my kind of girl.
My kind of girl.
I've been around the world, I've been a lot of girls, but she's my kind of girl. I say, now baby, won't you share my life? I say, now baby, won't you be my wife? I can love you for eternity. Don't you know that you were meant for me? Cause she is my kind of girl.
My kind of girl.
Yes,
girl.
My kind of girl.
My
kind of girl. No, I've been around the world, I've been a lot of girls, but she's a my kind of girl.
A superb track by Hannibal, also known as the Mighty Hannibal, but in this case, he is only credited as Hannibal. That's on the King label. It's called My Kind of Girl. Before that, Alan Colley, We're Not Old Enough, on the Instant label. And it started everything off with Calvin Arnold, Funky Way, on the Venture label. A great two-sider. The flip side of that, of course, being Snatchin' Back, which is also a great sort of cross between R&B and funk. Two absolutely fantastic tracks. Okay, we're going to change the tone a little bit now and get into an astounding instrumental from way down south.
Thank you. is brought to you by the dairy farmer members of the American Dairy Association, who remind you to get your daily ration of the vital combination. Drink milk 3 times a day.
A lot more women are getting into politics these days.
Why not? Well, in fact, I like my political science class so much, I just might consider going into politics myself.
And now may I present our distinguished guest, United States Senator Patricia Nash.
It takes hard work, dedication, and vitality to succeed in the political world. That's why big ambitions need milk to grow on. Fresh, whole milk is nature's vitality beverage. It supplies the vitamins, minerals, and proteins that build vitality. And it takes vitality to turn big ambitions into realities.
Hey, Senator Nash, you better get going if you want to get started in politics.
I already have. Nash for class president.
Remember, big ambitions need milk to grow on. So be sure to drink milk with every meal.
She's a man.
Sorry, she's mine.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, I know that she looks real good. Hey, yeah. And you would take her if you could. She may go dancing all the time. Mind you, sir, I'm sorry, she's a man.
Sorry, she's mine.
Go away from me for a little time, but she runs back home to me just to prove she's mine.
Bad down on 34th and Vine, selling little bottles of love potion.
started everything off there way down south in New Orleans, Louisiana, on the Parlo label. That's Aaron Neville's studio band. The track is attributed to G. Davis and R. Tyler. It's called Hold On, Help Is On The Way. The flip side of that is another instrumental called Bet You're Surprised, which is attributed to G. Davis alone, but appears on one of Aaron Neville's albums as an Aaron Neville track. Followed that up with one of my favorite freak beat numbers, Jimmy Winston, Sorry She's Mine. He was the short-lived original lead singer of the Small Faces, who also recorded that song. It was on their first album, their self-titled album, but, and don't tell anybody about this, but I like this version better than the Small Faces version. I know, okay, calm down. I'm a huge Small Faces fan, but in this one case, I mean, this guy did not get to go for the ride that the other four guys got to go on. He was bumped out of the band really early on, so I'm gonna give him this. I finished everything off by flipping over that Tony Jackson and the Vibrations record that I played last week. Fortune Teller is what I played last week. This week I did Love Potion number 9. As I said last week, he was the lead singer of The Searchers, who also did that track, but he decided to re-record it a little bit grittier. Quite a great version too. That's on the Pi label. Now let's get into some grinding R&B.
Got him. it turned out this way. Because I dreamed so many times, darling, yeah, you'd be my wife someday, yeah. If you decide to come back to me, forget it, baby, I'd rather stay happy. Now this ends my little lecture of our love.
Tune to 101.5 UMFM, and this is On Target with your host, Mod Marty. Stay connected. Visit facebook.com/OnTargetPodcast to keep up with the latest episodes of On Target and DJ events featuring Mod Marty. Subscribe to On Target by going to on-target.podomatic.com or find us on iTunes, leave a comment and a rating.
Johnny Copeland started that set off with Suffering City. That's on the Jetstream label. After that, I played Dion Jackson, You Said You Loved Me, on the Carla label. And finally, The Sloopy, only Le Sloopy, the French version. That's Jenny Rock on the Apex label. Another amazing gift from Parker Pat. Thank you, sir. Love that. Now I want to play a real dance floor detonator.
Yeah. get. I gotta try to get down with a friend. But then I started thinking, yeah, lay now. And wicked Mr. Biggie took it all the way to Golden Broadway. Yeah, be that funky Broadway.
Such a tragedy to lose your woman to the funky Broadway. That was Damon Fox, Gotta Get My Baby Back, on the Crimson label. Before that, one of the greatest blue-eyed soul singers of the 1960s, in my opinion, Billy Harner, What About the Music? That's on the Kama Sutra label. And I started everything off with Ike Lovely, I Want It All, on the Capitol label. Three outstanding, outstanding tracks. And now it's time to switch things up again and have a visit with a very early Deep Purple.
We'll be right back. was true now. And I don't know why I keep loving you the way I do now.
Was The Remains with Why Do I Cry on Epic, famously the band that opened for the Beatles when they did their American tour, and inevitably that was what broke the band up, but it was also their big break, which was a blessing and a curse, because it got seen by millions of people, but at the same time, everybody who went to see them was like, alright, get off the stage, we want to see the Beatles. And so I don't know that they were that memorable or remembered, even though, to me, they're one of the best garage bands of the time. Before that, I played The Haunted, Canadian garage band, a track called 125, and that's a version that came out on the Amy label. It originally came out on the Quality label in Canada, but was a different mix, and it was also censored. And this version was released afterwards, with the harmonica brought forward and the drums brought forward, made more prominent, and it was uncensored. To me, it's like the garage track that Bob Dylan never wrote. I started everything off with a track called Jack Door by a band called Episode 6, who went on to become Deep Purple. That's on the Chapter 1 label. Okay, you guys have probably heard of question and answer songs, so there's often a song that will be a reaction to another song. In the 60s, this happened quite a lot. My Guy, My Girl, and stuff like that. I have this great example of that coming up. So listen to the lyrics in this, because the lyrics in the first song actually become a literal answer and title for the second song. And I'm sure you'll be able to pick it up.
She don't belong to you. Just cause her got them little skinny legs, you know that ain't no way to do. You didn't act like that when you had it home behind closed doors. All right. Now you act like you're ashamed of that. Don't even want nobody to know she's yours. But that's all right. You just walk on, baby. And don't you worry about a doggone thing at all. There's some man somewhere who'll take you, baby. Skinny legs and all. Keep on walking, baby. stand right there, baby. I'm going to give you away in a minute. Come on, somebody please take the lady with the skinny legs. Now, y'all know the lady with skinny legs got to have somebody, too, now. Well, somebody please take the lady with the skinny legs, please.
Hey, Joe.
Yeah, Bobby. Hey, a fool. I don't want no woman with no skinny legs. Look here. I thought about giving this woman a class, but no. I know the kind of women class like. Well, Leroy will take her. Say, Leroy, you got act like that man ain't yours. That's cause he's walking with you with them raggedy clothes. Man just forgot to get his suit out the cleaners, that's all. All right. All right. Act like that man don't belong to you. Go on over there and kiss him and hold his hand. Huh. Say, you ain't gonna do what? That's all right. You just walk on, mister. Don't you worry about a doggone thing at all. Hup, hup, because there's some woman somewhere who'll take you, Mr. Raggedy Claw. Yes, they will. Just keep on rocking. Just cause she's a little bit on the slimmer side. I'd rather have on the slimmer side than have on that big old fat whippy wobbly side. I seen your old lady the other day, and she was so fat that her fingernails was overweight. Yeah! So don't you talk about my woman's skinny leg. I know she had them when I met her, but she can do anything your woman can do. As a matter of fact, baby, she can do it better. Yeah.
Hey, Leroy.
What you want, Jim?
You know your girlfriend sure is skinny.
That's all right, man. She sure look good when she put on that minute.
Yeah, I guess you think she a stone fox.
She is a stone fox. And anybody says she ain't, I go say to your knowledge box. Yeah. So don't you talk about my woman skinny leg. I know she had them when I met her. She can do anything your lady can do. As a matter of fact, baby, she can do it better. What's that?
Your clothes show is red.
I ain't wanna act bad trying to talk about somebody's clothes. And look at you, standing up there, got on them run-over shoes. Yeah, got holes in them covered with the Daily News. Yeah. So don't you talk about it in my raggedy clothes. You know I had them when I met them, but I can do anything your man can do. As a matter of fact, baby, I can do it better.
So there you have Joe Tex with a track called Skinny Legs and All on Akko, where he says, who will take this girl, skinny legs and all? Hey Leroy, will you take her? The second song is by Bobby Patterson and the Mustangs on Jetstar, and it's called I'm Leroy, I'll Take Her. And it's literally a continuation of the story that Joe Tex is telling. And the thing that I love about it, because when you first hear it, it seems sort of sexist and misogynist, but it's really, there's somebody for everybody. And I think, you know, for the time, it could have been way worse. But I love how absolutely upfront it is about being an answer song. Another great double-sider, by the way. The other side, Sock Some Lovin' At Me. Powerful, powerful crackin' track. I'm going to leave you guys off now. One more track. tone things down a little bit, get a little jazzy, mod jazz, of course, an organ-driven cover of Mac the Knife. I think you'll enjoy this.
This has been On Target. It's what's in the grooves that count with your host, Mod Marty. Join us every Saturday on 101.5 UMFM. Until next time, keep the faith. Thank you.